Welcome to the Medicine Show. The Vancouver is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music, laughter, and hopefully some insight. My name is Jason Lawrence, and we are broadcasting, webcasting, podcasting on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These First Nation people have millennia-old protocols for welcome, blessing, and acknowledgments on their territories, a people whose traditions have been communal and rooted in spiritual ceremonies and values. We'd also like to give thanks for sharing so much of what they understand, stand on, and stand for. I would also like to thank the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Many people could learn from such courage. Thank you humbly. So tonight's prescription is, in strange times, nurture positive attitudes with your own. And we are providing some native proverbs from the worldofproverbs.com. So this is put into perspective by reviewing the golden rule, love your neighbor as yourself. The golden rule or ethic reciprocity is a statement expressing a general truth or rule of conduct, ethical code or morality that essentially states the following: one should treat others as one would like to treat oneself. This concept describes a reciprocal or two-way relationship between oneself and others that involves both sides equally in a mutual fashion. The concept can be explained from the perspective of psychology, philosophy, sociology, religion, etc. Psychologically, it involves the person empathizing with others. Philosophically, it involves a person perceiving their neighbor also as an I or self. Sociologically, this principle is applicable between individuals, between groups, and between individuals and groups. For example, a person living by this rule treats all people with consideration, not just members of his own or her group. So, starting off with a native proverb, thank you for everything. Thanks for listening. This is, we're going to start right off. Listening to thy tongue will keep thee deaf. Listen, or thy tongue will keep thee deaf. And with all things, and all things, we are relatives. Thanks for that. And so we have, coming back on the show tonight, is members of Carousel Scene and from the Japanese Girls, Charlie Kerr. So we're going to listen to a Carousel Scene song called I Was 194. We'll be right back on the Medicine Show with some more music and some good conversation, I hope. Thanks.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello, and welcome back to The Medicine Show. With us now, we have Calvin Conhay and Ashley. What's your last name, Ashley?
You just call me Ash.
Ash.
It's Weiss, but Weiss in German.
Yeah, I was going to say there must be a... I don't like saying it wrong, so I always like to...
I'm German and Fijian and Solomon, whatever.
It's very you.
What does that mean?
It's very you.
What? I don't know what that means.
That's okay.
Okay.
We don't have to expand upon it. Anyway, so we were, these guys are from the carousel scene, and I'm being a little bit silly tonight, excuse me. So, thank you. That sounds very Twilight Zone. Is that from the Twilight Zone?
I love that show. Calvin has never watched it.
Okay, well, welcome back. Welcoming back on the Medicine Show is the carousel scene, and there have you know what? I have gotten my script all kind of confused here, and I do apologize. So we're just going to go through. The carousel scene is an alternative rock band based from Vancouver, Canada. The band consists of Ashley Weiss on vocals and guitar, Calvin Conhay on guitar, Diane Ocampo on bass, and Chris Pallett on drums. That's
and
all current,
and Terrence
right?
Trusdale on synth.
Excellent. Ashley, Diane, and Chris were all members of a now-defunct indie rock band, The Shadows, or just Shadows?
Shadows.
Their music best described as alternative rock with a hard-hitting grunge and indie sensibility. Joining us now from Carousel Scene, guitarist Calvin Conhay and Ashley Weiss. Hello.
Hi.
You know what we're going to have to do? Steal this over here for you.
How many mics do we rip on the daily?
Want to bring that down? Want to grab that down? All right. So, you guys, so that there's just the one extra additional person in the carousel scene at this point besides the...
Besides Diane, yeah, there's Terrence.
Terrence and Chris.
Yes, Terrence, Chris, Diane, Ashley, and me.
That's probably going to be a bit better.
We're a gang.
I feel kind of gay myself. And
no, I said gang.
Gang.
I was saying I feel very happy tonight and happy to share. Oh. So. It's a gay 90s thing. What has been going on with you guys as far as music goes? What have you guys been doing? You guys got a gig coming up tomorrow night at the Best in Vancouver, right?
Yes.
What's that all about?
It's it's hosted by Live Agency and Red Nine Productions. It's called the Best in Vancouver 2015. It will be performing with Caslow, On the Run.
There's
Switch
a bunch
black.
Of other
Switch
bands.
To black. There you go.
And how long does this event go for?
Well, it started, I believe, early October, and it went on for about, I'd say, a month or so. And then the finals, we just have that one shot at it.
You know, I think I did such a rocky beginning for this show tonight, and me stumbling on my script and stuff. Why don't we, do you want to play a song to start us off with and get us in the mood with music? What?
Sure. Are we taking turns?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
So we were gonna start off with I was gonna say, Chris, Charlie from the Japanese Girls is here in the studio with us. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
We do want to acknowledge him. We're gonna do a more proper introduction in a few minutes. But
what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Yeah. Can't complain.
Excellent, excellent.
Happy to be here.
Thank you.
Happy to be with Carousel Scene. They're friends of mine.
You guys, yeah, well, how did you guys know each other?
I discovered Ash singing while I was, I discovered you. That's so fucking lame. I saw Ash singing in Gastown one day, like 5 years ago, and
holy
something
shit.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah. So.
And his little short haircut.
Ashley.
What? Yeah, oh yeah, he had a really short haircut, but now he has beautiful Jesus hair.
Oh. Thanks, pal.
Jesus
but yeah,
hair.
Ash was in. Ash was playing in a band, and I really fell in love with what they were doing, and I've kind of
Strokes, man.
Kept tabs on the band since.
Did you see the Strokes?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're both fans of the Strokes. I think
yeah,
that's
we're like,
pretty clear.
We're like
influence.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, right on.
Too into this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know a lot.
Yeah.
So how about if we start with some music, and then we'll be able to we'll be in the mood for, you know, for carrying on with more talk about the music.
Yeah,
if we hear the music. And Calvin, what song do you guys want to? You were saying you could describe one of your songs.
Oh, it depends what song.
Okay,
no,
what song?
I just have notes. So
what song do you want to do?
We'll just go with the flow.
We're going to do an unreleased song, acoustic song.
Is that
called
our first
Stay.
Song?
Yeah, Stay.
Stay? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this song, I don't have much to say about it.
That's okay. You don't have to let the music speak for itself unless you have something.
Well, all I have to say is I wrote the lyrics. No, this one's not about drugs for once. like most of it. no, this... This song is, I just wrote the lyrics on a bus late at night, going to nowhere.
That's so cool. It's like a great story.
And Calvin came up with his genius guitar as usual, and I just sang over it and came to be. And hopefully I remember the lyrics because we haven't played it in a while. So.
Ages.
And it's new.
Oh, really?
That's what he said, right?
No. Unreleased, not new.
Oh, okay. It's unreleased.
Still? Okay. Is your guitar mic'd well enough? Close my eyes to the night, last days in the summer air, the sound of the train, lingers in the back of my throat, not a worry, not a moment for silence, not a worry, not a moment.
I wish it was free.
That was garbage.
No.
Thank you.
Why? Why would you say such a thing?
What do you mean?
Because it's a cool sound bite. They get to sound like a cool rock band if Calvin says, like, oh, that was terrible.
It's garbage. It's garbage.
I can't even hear anything through these headphones.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so we're going to...
Fun time.
We're going to come back in a minute after these messages on The Medicine Show.
To enjoy on the radio. Let's see here.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh,
everybody.
God, this is awful.
When I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Beppy Crispin presents... Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Crispin weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, welcome back to The Medicine Show. We're in the studio with Charlie from Carousel Scene, Calvin, and...
Charlie from Japanese Girls.
What did I say? Charlie from Japanese Girls and Ashley from Carousel Scene with Calvin as
Yay.
Well. Carousel Scene. Anyway, native proverb, no river can return to its source, yet all rivers must have a beginning. Japanese Girls, pronounced Japanese Girls. Spelled J-P-N-S, girl, G-R-L-S. Formed in Vancouver in 2010 with a lineup that includes Charlie Kerr, Oliver Mann, Chris McClelland, and Graham Searle. The band made their debut with the Shark Week EP in 2013 on Light Organ Records. For the debut, LP Circulation rehearsed in the summer of 2014, released in the summer of 2014, also known... Also on Light Organ, the outfit hunkered down in Vancouver's Greenhouse Studios with producer Steve Bays from Hot Hot Heat and Mounties. Please welcome Charlie Kerr. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Right on, right on. Well, first of all, I just want to ask, what is it like to go to the South by Southwest in Austin, Texas?
Dream come true, honestly, man. Like,
what happens there?
Really, really great music for music lovers, and dreams come true, and cool films get premiered, and it's just like this crazy...
It's multimedia.
Yeah, it's like... Oh, yeah. I met Nick from The Strokes while I was there, which was pretty wild. I just recognized him on the street, went up to him and asked for a photo like an idiot. And if you can find the photo on the internet, I look deranged. I was so happy.
You're like,
I think I got a selfie with you tonight where we're both looking quite deranged.
Oh, yeah.
Look for that on Facebook. Oh, by the way, if anybody wants to give us Facebook, we're on Facebook at Vancouver Medicine Show and Twitter at Van Medicine Show. We're always interested in feedback. So, what you guys have the blah blah in? How many records is it out now?
Two. We did an EP and a full length.
Quite an adventure, eh?
It's been really cool, man. Yeah, absolutely. What,
do you have any crazy stories that pop out in your mind right away when you think of this adventure manifesting?
No, just really boring, inane, looking out the window while you're touring.
Yeah,
I mean, if Chris or Graham was here, they'd have something clever to say, I'm sure. But like, I just watch movies on my laptop.
Chris is on bass, right?
Yeah, Chris is on bass.
Hey, Chris, it's Jason. How you doing? Good day. This is a big shout-out.
Yeah.
What's that?
Big shout-out for the big guy.
There you go.
He's a large man.
He's tall, man.
He is so tall.
He's 6'8".
6'8"?
Yeah, I'm the shortest one in the band at 6 feet.
He's over double, I think.
Okay, so you have been to all these festivals in Europe as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we hear about these festivals here, and then there's like just riotous and people like a little bit crazier there.
I think all I can really say about that is in the UK especially, there's just this attitude towards, I think, all rock and roll, but definitely the music we play, where in North America kind of it takes a minute or two to warm up to us during our live gig. People are like, oh, what that is, you know, what's going on with this band? They're like, are they like trying to hurt themselves or something, like, because of how wild it gets? But in the UK it was pretty awesome. Like, chord number one, you could tell everybody was already into it. It was just dream come true. Yeah, totally rad. I'm gonna use dream come true about 80 times in this interview, just so you know, so the phrase will have no meaning. I want to know
what the song Grizzly and is there any effect on your vocals when you was all you're like singing really, really, really low?
I just really want to be a grizzly bear with salmon in his paw. No, but nice. Thank you.
Thank you. I know all your songs.
Oh, cheers, Ash.
And you can always pull that over if you guys want to.
And
it seems like you've almost.
Yeah.
Here.
There you go, Ash.
Manipulate this around.
So, I don't think I had any effect other than like maybe some echo or reverb on my voice when I did that.
Okay. You just naturally get that low when you're saying, "Oh."
Yeah, just a stupid human trick kind of thing. Everybody made fun of me when
Stop
I did.
Stop it, Ashley.
Nickels and dimes.
Nickels and dimes.
Everybody kind of made fun of me when I did that low vocal, because they thought it sounded like in Forgetting Sarah Marshall when Jason Segel puts on his vampire musical. There's like this voice that he does that's like, die, die, die.
I love it. It's so funny.
And people think I sound like that guy.
Have you guys?
I didn't get that. I thought it was wicked.
I assume that you guys have jammed a couple times, if not on occasion, right? The carousel scene and you,
definitely
members.
Definitely, you and I have
jammity jam jam.
Yeah.
Well, can you imagine a collaboration? I think that would be really cool.
I do too.
Sound.
Yeah.
Charlie's actually coming out tomorrow, and
yeah, I'm gonna sing one of their songs with them. I'm gonna sing a song called "Keep Me Sane."
Yeah.
Really, you're gonna sing on that song?
Yeah,
we're gonna hear that song tonight, right?
I don't know.
Perhaps
either the live, either the live version or the
you never know
version.
Okay, well. All right, so let's. Why don't we? What song do you want to do?
I'm gonna do a song called "Brandon" because it's Transgender Day of Remembrance, and I wrote this song.
It's Transgender Day
of Remembrance.
Is it? Oh, geez, I feel kind of ignorant now.
No need to feel ignorant.
It's okay, Chase.
Anyway,
but go ahead.
Oh yeah.
What do you want to say about this song though? Because now that you framed it up like that, so. Or just the words.
I wrote it for one of my personal heroes, which is a guy named Brandon Tina. And to kind of go over the tragedy of his life is pretty depressing. So maybe just Google his name and you can kind of get a feel for what he was about and what happened to him.
Sounds like a dedication song.
Yeah. Right. Every show I dedicate it to him.
Beautiful.
This song's called Brandon. I might fuck it up. Brandon wants to cut her hair, but she's scared, but she's scared, but she's scared, but she's scared, but she's scared. She really likes the girl in the black. They cut themselves on blades of grass. Ooh, she really likes the girl in the black. They cut themselves on blades of grass. She won't call you names, you won't have to be afraid, honey. She won't call you names and you won't have to be afraid at all. She's such an outdoorsman, she kissed her out of boredom, left her out of sorts when she took it with a grain of salt. And Brandon really understands just what it means. I think she really understands just what it means to be a man. She won't call you names, you won't have to be afraid, honey. She won't call you names and you won't have to be afraid at all. So find the one you love and tell them that you do and try to be yourself. I know that it's confusing when it's a new thing, when everybody picks a side. Like divorce, like divorce, like divorce, like divorce, like divorce. Finally saw the blue in your eyes at the morgue, at the morgue, at the morgue, yeah. Oh, I finally saw the blue in your eyes at the morgue, at the morgue, at the those lines. Something in that universe is the song Brandon by Japanese Girls.
You guys do that with the entire band then?
Yeah. So that was definitely the
Does it sound a lot different, I guess, with the
the full band version's a lot more of a freight train when that's, I don't know, a candlelight dinner or something.
Yeah.
The most fantastic.
I always say you can't stop a train with your hands.
That's kind of cool. I can try.
You're going to jump in front of that puppy and try. May as well. So, you guys want to do another song?
I want them to do another song.
All right. What song do you want to start to do it next?
We have to keep switching.
No, actually, we...
I have to pee.
Whoa.
Okay, well...
Sorry.
It's all good.
On that note, what song did you want to do?
Circulation? Let's do Circulation. Yeah?
You good with that?
Good with anything.
All right. Cover of a Japanese girl song called Circulation.
It's not as good.
Here, why don't you put those on?
Oh, thank you.
But I'll try.
And not. Best.
My dad likes it better. Like, he pretty much told me that he likes your guys' version better.
You know what? No. You wrote the song. This is just our version.
Carousel Scene doing a Japanese girl song.
Okay.
I don't know what hurt you more. Things I said or the heels you wore. Insensitive, some would say. What is one complaint? Oh, my circulation's cut off by the tie. I don't get what you're saying, and I can't read mine. So we chalk it up to, oh, we're both kind of shy. We chalk it up to, oh, we're both kind of shy. Situations no harder than mine. It's just harder, falling behind. When talking to you and you say, will we find? I'm talking to you and you say, will we find? I don't think so. Of wine made your Sunday come. I think it's asinine to say that nothing is wrong. Sensitive, some would say. One mistake. Oh, my circulation's cut off by the tie. I don't get what you're saying, and I can't read mine. So we jack it up too. Oh, we're both kind of shy. We jack it up too. Oh, we're both kind of shy. Her situation's no harder than mine. Just harder and farther, falling behind. When I'm talking to you and you say, where we find? Talking to you and you say, where we find? I don't think so.
Yeah.
it's convenient. You say you don't really doubt. I think you feed it. You are my lover. You are a genius. You said you liked me, babe. Could you please repeat it? I'm killing Mississippi. Well, it's convenient. You say you don't really don't. I think you feed it. You are my lover.
Thank you. That's Carousel Scene. And we're going to come right back after these messages. Medicine Show.
Yeah. See.
Up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
You've been troubled. You've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
He feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad. No, that's all that is.
Okay, we are back on the Medicine Show with the, well, it seems like there's ghosts in the machine, and whenever I get in this position where I stumble and stuff, it's like the PC is going on and off and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, we got ghosts in the machine. You guys believe in ghosts?
Calvin does.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No.
Have you ever had a third encounter with a ghost?
No. I wish.
I know.
It makes it sound like you have a thing for ghosts.
I was going to say,
I do.
Maybe that's probably not good on there.
Yeah.
Hey, this is after midnight. We got the content warning. Go ahead. What do you got to say about ghosts?
No, don't worry about it.
All right. So what about your experience with ghosts?
I don't really have one. I have a very creaky house that I live in, so like the less I think about ghosts, probably the better.
The better
yeah.
The situation.
Just for my sleep sake.
You know what, it's funny, I used to think that there's certain people, I just think, oh, you're always seeing a ghost, you know? Ghosts. But then, you know, I think I came to the understanding that ghosts are either pestering that person or they're just more sensitive.
Mm.
You know, maybe it's not so much that they're not there, as that there's people who see them more because they're just tuned into them or something, more sensitive?
I'm not ruling it out.
Right on. Well, you know, I wanted to. We were all queued up to play a Japanese girl song, but you know, now that we're actually, yes. What song do we have queued up for the Japanese girl? CeeLo is on the controls. Hey, CeeLo. CeeLo, what's happening? Okay, so this is Vancouver Grizzly is the one that we were discussing earlier, where your voice is really low.
The top YouTube comment has no punctuation or capitals. It just says, "Sounds like Faith No More a bit."
Can you sing that really low part for us one more time?
Yeah, I mean, where that came from is like, do you know Nancy Sinatra's "These Boots Are Made for Walking"?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so the beginning of that song is like bum 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 bum, like it's
so the bass line.
Do 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 do. Right. So basically, I thought to myself, because how Oliver used to play that song is just pressing, playing that string and then detuning it, just bringing it down. And I was like, oh, what would that sound like if it was a melody? And I basically
you wrote around the concept.
Yeah, like. It's like one of my favorite parts of that song. I thought it would make for a cool hook. So, like, "These Boots Are Made for Walking" by Nancy Sinatra. Like, Vancouver Grizzly. They're about to play it.
Well,
Ash was in the bathroom. She's not just insane or something.
I was in the
I want to hear "Keep Me Sane" again.
It's a good song.
Actually, we're going to go into Japanese Girls, Vancouver Grizzly. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you should say.
Back on the air.
Yeah, those are two of my first.
And we got Charlie Kerr from Japanese Girls, who's got a guitar in his hand. What are you going to play for us next?
Oh, Hotline Bling by Drake.
Drake? Drake is that famous
used
rapper
to call
dude.
Me on my cell phone. I'm going to put. I don't know it. Sorry, man. I'm going to play a song of mine called Circus. It's a new song. It'll it'll be out eventually.
Step right up, win a lovely prize for your blushing bride to be. Now that train bear, he looks suicidal on his unicycle. But somewhere in Cleveland, they're paying to see him wearing a vest. Now he dreams of forests and hot bowls of porridge, I'd wager to guess. I can't really blame them embracing a wasteland that they didn't build, but they must have their reasons. The whole Coliseum was spewing out filth. And Yogi's in agony. This wasn't meant to be. So someone write him a check. Parlor tricks. It's not cheating if the whole thing was fixed. And they will be rich off their egos and our stubbornness.
Yeah.
So spare me the details, but build me a female out of my ribs. 'Cause I feared the earthquake and clowns on my birthday since I was a kid. And clowns get elected and tell us to accept it when we take the hit. Well, the world loves peep shows. Let's give them a freak show they won't want to miss. And they cried the hardest when they saw the carnage from what I did. Oh yeah. Well, there's plenty of options, so many concoctions keeping us still. And I'm feigning interest in somebody's business to combat the guilt. Pressed to my temple, it's shiny and metal and hard to resist. I ran out of ammo instead of kablammo. It just whispered, click. And I laughed the hardest when I saw the carnage that could have been fixed.
Yeah, you know, take your tops off, ladies. And gentlemen. That's and everyone in between.
That's Charlie Kerr from...
I was trying to be like sardonic and ironic, and I just screwed it up and sounded like an idiot misogynist. Whoops.
It's okay. Some people.
You know what? You know people.
Someone listened to that. And was like, yeah.
So you know, I saw this guy with a T-shirt, and it said something about success is having a lot of haters, and you ain't successful until you got a bunch of haters. And I'm like, ooh, that's really, really negative. But when you think about it, you're always going to have somebody not liking what you're doing. And the more
people there are, the more people aren't going to like you.
That's right. And not only that, especially if you're doing
and
something
the more
good,
intensity in which they won't like you, right? Because then they have to argue with people who do like you. I mean,
that pisses them off even more.
Yeah.
Native proverb. Can there never be peace? There can never be peace between nations until it's first known that true peace is within the souls of men. So here is a 10cc song about politics in the Middle East and greed in the desert. This is called O Effendi from 10cc. And what? Go ahead into the song. What do you got to say, CeeLo? CeeLo's trying to say something real discreet. Like, what are you saying,
CeeLo? I say it's time for you to say, like, we are broadcasting from that stuff. It's
yes.
Time. Yeah.
101.9 FM in Vancouver on unceded territory of the Musqueam and Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh nations. Thank you. We're broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on The Medicine Show. This is 10cc O Effendi.
The most fantastic.
In the middle of a caravan on a four-wheel drive oasis, there's a man with a thought in mind to cash in on the desert faces. Got a truckload of Yorkshire goods for the harem, going places. And the border bums never saw the guns in the whiskey cases.
There's a real big new man, and it's a written in the palm of his hand. He's gonna change the face of the desert. He's gonna sweep away the sand.
Hang on, sheep, I got a yellow streak. I ain't here on the mirage. Get back there, keep it under your vest, and don't give us away in the massage. Look what I did for the pyramid.
Back on The Medicine Show, right. And we are going to be listening to some music more from Carousel Scene. So what song do you guys want to do, your new one, or you guys going to do Keep Me Sane next? Which would you prefer to do first?
Let's do Weightless Man, the new song.
I agree.
Weightless Man.
There's a stick in my boot.
Well,
there's
that just
a stick
isn't
in
good
my boot. Do you watch Toy Story?
Yeah, that's why I said it.
You said stick, though. That's not the catchphrase.
I know.
You blew it.
Because there was a stick. There wasn't a snake.
So okay, Ashley.
Art, it's life imitating art. It's not full-blown.
Ashley even took notes to describe some of her music. Do you want to go into that, or should we leave that alone?
Okay, Weightless Man. It started off on ukulele. I was playing Oblivion, Skyrim, I don't know. Those pretty addicting games. And there was a song called, what was it? Bongo, 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 I Don't Want to Leave the Congo by Danny Kaye and
Danny
the Andrew Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so
old,
yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, I love that. I love the ink spots. They're just my favorite. I have them on vinyl. Anyway, to go on, it got me thinking about like my ancestors and idea of noble savages and like some of my family's from the Solomon Islands in Fiji and slavery and shit. And so the lyrics just came out kind of about seeing through my ancestors' eyes, you know, their beautiful land. Like, have you been to Fiji?
No, my brother has.
It's beautiful.
It was quite a vacation for him, but no, I myself, no.
It's beautiful.
Have you been there?
Yeah, once.
And what's the other half of your colorful blood background there?
German.
German.
Yeah.
You did say that already.
Yeah,
sorry.
I said that. And a little bit of Indian, but let's not go there.
Okay.
Let's just stick to the song. Okay. So there are references to Skyrim and Oblivion. Yeah, she's a Dabella. Dabella. Basically, in Skyrim and in Oblivion, Dabella's like a little god of beauty statue that you try and find.
Where's Oblivion?
Oblivion is a game. Video game.
Oh, I feel so naive.
It's okay. And there are some Scooby-Doo references as well. When I say 169 on repeat, it's
yes?
One of the very first Scooby-Doo episodes ever made, and when I feel like shit, I watch Scooby-Doo and those old episodes, so.
Sounds therapeutic. Cartoon therapy.
Yeah.
You ever hear of Lego therapy?
I used to love building Lego. I don't know if you're
they have
to
like, they'll put a bunch of Lego on a table for, and then adults will sit there and play with it, and it's very therapeutic because it's like, you know, learning to walk again, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That learning to crawl again or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The theories of going back to your childhood. So why don't we hear that song? Yes?
Sure. It's called Weightless Man.
Will you be singing back?
No.
He's a scaredy cat.
Scaredy cat, scaredy, scaredy.
Kitty, kitty.
Right, I've always tried to avoid the fight. I'll never stand for anything. I'm just a weightless man on the sea. The stage they were on as I'm staring, cause on my palms I caress off the drinks that you're spilling on the table. I've got to, more got to, what's sprinting through my head in the other room, fucking on my bed, fucking on my bed. Ramblers waiting for the first narrow out window. Stella on the porch caps the weather right. I've never been wrong. I've never been right. I've always tried to avoid the fight. I'll never stand for anything. I'm just a weightless man on the sea. It's cheaper than Zoloft, nicotine, Xanax, those loony stamps, Zoloft in Seroquel, alcohol and Paxil, coasting on the Caribbean from the city I had is breathing on. Head is breathing on. I sink head on my knees on the brink 1969 on her peel night for a night fear of sleep. I've never been wrong, I've never been right, I've always tried to avoid that fight. I'll never stay for anything, I'm just a weightless man. See, these days they were honest and staring because on my palms I caress off the drinks that you're spilling on the table. I've got to, my got to, was sprinting through my head in the other room. Cheaper than Prozac, nicotine, Xanax, cocaine and ganja, and smileys, those loony stamps, Zoloft and Seroquel, alcohol, Paxil, coasting the Caribbean from the city I had is feeling on. Head is feeling on.
Say that song's also about drugs.
A lot about drugs.
Yeah.
That was awesome, guys.
Carousel Scene. Thank you, guys. And wow, you guys want to like go right into Keeps Me Sane?
Let's do it.
Waiting all night to hear this song.
Yeah.
Featuring Charlie Kerr from the Japanese Girls.
People of the night.
Children of the night. Okay, so,
sorry.
That's okay. We're taking, we're doing an adjustment here in the studio. He's, making sure that the guitar is all tuned up. There we go. And this song, you can actually Google, and see it on, see the video on, or no, you see the video, or you can at least hear the song on YouTube anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Excellent.
And this song...
Yes.
Is
it's a musical song.
It's
I think songs are by their definition musical.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
I was like being silly.
Okay.
Lyrically it's
I'm like the dude from Guardians of the Galaxy. I just take people
this
completely
one has some
naive.
This has notes and melodies in it. It's a very musical song.
It's personal and it has to do with you know, depression and mental illnesses and shit and going through that.
Well, that's brave of you to put it out in a song.
I feel like I'm saying that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm getting more open to talking about my lyrics.
Well, you know, I mean, there's sometimes you can just tell people to let the music speak for itself, but it's up to you. I've always been curious, and I didn't ask, but you know, do you have any main influence that have created this sound with your voice, like any? Favorite singers that perhaps...
Oh, yeah, I have a ton. And, fuck. Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Ink Spots, of course, Janis Yay. Joplin, The Strokes, Karen O. My list is very long.
You know, I used to buy cassettes of
of Janice's greatest hits. And I must have broken like at least three because I play it so many times.
Yeah, right.
Over and over that wedding.
My favorite right now.
Yes.
For a while is Billie Holiday, though.
So did you see the movie?
No.
It might ruin it for you, you know. I mean, that it's a totally different person. Yeah. Everybody's got their opinion, but it's sure not to me watching, you know, this other person play someone famous. I was like, it sort of detracted almost from it. It's an amazing movie, but.
Yeah, they want to make an Amy Winehouse movie.
Oh, they're making it without any. Nobody has any choice. It's going to happen.
But it's just weird to me. It's like when the entire thing that's like truly compelling about her is like how one human being could have all that talent and all that, you know, torment and charm, and like she was just this spark. It's like, it's almost to me like, who could recreate that as an actor, like, or as a film? Like,
nobody.
It's just kind of useless.
But I think it's partly, well, this is just me personally, like,
yeah.
I think her dad is a dickhead.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I think he like just trying to suck as much money, like
the last
out of
cent
like,
out of
poor
Amy.
If you listen to Rehab, yeah. Try to make me go to rehab. My dad said no, no, no.
And my daddy says I'm fine.
Yeah,
I won't go.
And I've watched a bunch of documentaries about it, like.
And that her father didn't want her dad didn't want
her
to go.
Her dad wanted her to keep touring while she was she went
She's
to
clearly
rehab.
Not able to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I think that people zoom in on these sensationalized, like, you know, it would make such a great story because it's such a tragedy. And it was like, but, you know, that's kind of ghoulish, you know, eating off of the dead is kind of ghoulish. So, you know, it's kind of
whatever. She still means what she means to me. And,
absolutely. Well,
and I forgot about her. Yeah, she's another one.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you didn't come up with her, I was like...
I'm sorry.
Another influence that influenced your voice?
Yeah, well, just...
Just one of her favorite singers, right?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's hear Keep Me Sane, and this one's going to be with Charlie Kerr from the Japanese Girls Carousel Scene.
A little bit. I'm going to dabble.
Dibbly-dabbly-do.
Tastefully.
Well, I have a question about how we're playing it. You know that echoey part? We'll still do it.
But we won't talk to the audience.
Yeah. We'll just talk to each other.
I'll just play as if.
Yeah. Cool. Exactly. How we practice. Swear I almost fell to a hole, but high ain't just sunken eyes, there is a world.
Keep me sane, oh, keep me sane. Keep me sane, oh, keep me sane. It fills up
turns them black, it's better not to look.
It's in my brain, it's in my brain. Keep me sane, oh, keep me sane.
I wanna see you with your clothes off.
Slowly,
yeah. Dance break. try to make it better than the first.
Now it flashes and your smile and makes it worse. Hear me say no, keep me safe. Keep me safe, no, keep me safe. Alright. Let's echo back to each other here. I feel like you should never fucking feel ashamed of your body. And this lyric right here. I wanna see you with your clothes off.
I wanna see you with your clothes off.
There's nothing to cry about.
There's nothing to cry about.
I wanna see you with your clothes off.
I wanna
off.
See you with your clothes off.
There's nothing to cry about.
Nothing to cry about.
I never wanna see you go. I never wanna see you go.
But it's something that I'm used to.
I never wanna see you go. But it's something that I used to. Okay, Charlie.
Are you really going up tonight?
Are you swallowing the fear?
Are you feeling comfort?
Say that you can't feel.
Are you really gonna sacrifice?
I love you losing for a baby.
I breathe insanity, but it feels just the same.
Oh,
expressions on the faces. You guys want to switch places, or how are we gonna do this?
Yeah, sure.
Pass him the guitar.
Oh,
okay. Your phone's blowing up, dude.
Botching the ending all day.
That's all right. We're gonna have Charlie Kerr from the Japanese Girls play a song before we leave you all. I want to thank Ashley Weiss, Calvin Conhey, Charlie Kerr, CeeLo, all my family, the Maker. Love to everybody. Let's hear. What song do you want to do?
I especially want to thank Charlie for coming out here and playing with us.
Cheers. Yeah.
That's an amazing treat. Yes. Thank
whatever.
You.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, we're going to be playing. I'm going to be singing that song with Carousel Scene at what's it called?
Studio Records.
At Studio Records. We're on at like 8:30.
Yeah.
8:45. Studio Records 8:30 is a club on Granville Street.
Hours late.
Oh yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Well, now you blew it. 8:30. Yeah. 7:30. Show up to like 5 minutes from now, and you'll for sure get a ticket.
What song are you gonna do?
This is a song called Red and Green. Someone approached me not too long ago to write a Christmas song, and I was like, wow, that's a really awful idea. Like, those are the worst songs ever. And kind of as a challenge, I wrote it like, how could I write a Christmas song and like have it not be cheesy? Because that, you know, by their nature, they just...
Even the rock stars that do Christmas songs usually screw it up.
Yeah, it's for the most part atrocious. I think I came away unscathed with my Christmas song. I really actually am proud of it and enjoy it. And it's like late November.
Let's be the judge of this.
It's just a Mariah Carey cover. Yeah.
All right.
I was thinking about it recently.
So Charlie's going to do a Mariah Carey cover? Is that what you said?
No. It's a song called Red and Green. It's by Japanese girls. But yeah, okay. I was thinking about it recently. I really want to think about it. When you listen to this song, think about it with this in mind, like how awesome it would be if the Muppets covered it.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
Or the dude from...
Or the who?
The Dracula guy from...
Jason Segel?
Yes.
That'd be cool. Segel. Anyway. This one's called Red and Green. When I meet you in the bedroom, you'll be wearing red and green. It looks... so good to me when you're so good to me. And my finger slipped inside your stockings when I was 17. And you're not nice to me, but you're so good to me. And Mary's son must be waking up, 'cause he hears the drums and they break him up, and they break him up. When I meet you in the bedroom, I'm like an action figurine. You can play rough with me in front of mixed company. And the shopping mall Santa has got my cousin on his knee, and that's so new to me, and that's so cool to me. And Mary's son must be waking up. He hears the drums and they break him up. Oh, NYC or Rockefeller Tree, my waterproof shoes, they're walking to you. To you, to you, to you. When I meet you on the mountain, you put an angel in the snow, and the halo melts away with all our mistakes. Kermit the Frog here.
That's what you meant by the Muppets.
Yay! Yeah, yeah.
You know, actually, I started thinking about that. Okay, so thank you guys for coming on the show, Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Any shout-outs? Any goodbyes? That's it. Say goodnight.
Yeah, hi, Mom. Come to our show tomorrow.
Hi, Mom.
Goodbye, cruel world.
Yeah, and these guys are going to be down at the... that's actually a club, the Studio.
Studio Records. Records, yeah, it's on Granville.
Best in Vancouver, and that's a contest, really. So... Good night. We'll see you all next week on The Medicine Show, broadcasting live. Quickly, turn off the thing. Yes, this is Zach Sanders, who is Medicine Show family and ex-guest. Zach Sanders, his song is Wonderful as the World Goes Round and Round. So, take it away.
What you need, planes and trains and cars will not take you far enough, so run to the start. When you look both ways, a thousand eyes gaze at you. Wonderful. Down to normal size. You're the lighthouse in the dark. No water can put out your spark. You're amazing. When you look both ways, a thousand eyes gaze at you. Wonderful. When you're pushing but you're moving.